Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, you just tucked into the idea that the Bulldogs might be going after both Trbojevic brothers and David Fifita, as per James Hooper from Fox Sports reports. For the detail, we go to this man.
Mail.
Triple M's very own Brent Reed. Reedy, good afternoon.
Hello, gents.
Reedy, the report came out today from Hoops that the Bulldogs are looking to spend big on their salary cap, going after both Trbojevic brothers and David Fifita. Let's start with the Turbo brothers. What's their status with Manly?
They've actually got a meeting next week with Manly. Their manager, Paul Sutton's coming down to meet with Des Haslow, I believe, next week about the Turbo brothers. Look, I'd be stunned if they go. I think we all would. Manly will be competitive. I spoke to Des today. I don't think Des is overly worried about it. I think he's pretty comfortable that those guys want to stay at the club. So, you know, the Bulldogs are obviously going to throw some cash at them. But if I'm a Manly fan, I'm not overly concerned at the moment. I don't think they want to leave. And I think that Manly will make a very competitive offer to those two guys. So, at the moment, I certainly think Manly's got the whip hand there, and the Bulldogs, you know, they're fighting a bit of a rearguard action if they had to get those two blokes.
Yeah, I think there's more chance of selling Manly Beach to the Yanks of getting the Turbo brothers out of there. I think they've made their intentions pretty clear, Rudy. That they'll stop.
Yeah.
They're willing to play for unders. They're going to be one club men, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be going down in the history of the Seagulls as probably two of the best players they've ever had. So, I don't think they want to ruin that legacy.
But Reedy, with a week to go, why hasn't this deal been done? Because Manly can make it life easy for everybody, and just get this deal done.
That's a good point.
We've got at least. I mean, why even risk the idea that another club might be able to turn the head of one or both brothers?
It's a very good question, Len. And I think we've all been wondering the same thing. Maybe they're so comfortable with their position with those guys that they think they wouldn't contemplate leaving. But, geez, you leave yourself vulnerable, don't you? I don't think the Trbojevic boys will leave. I think Dave Fifita will start Brisbane, to be honest. I think he's going to get 100 clubs throwing $1 million a year at him. And I just think Brisbane will ultimately keep him, because you don't want to be the club or the chief executive or the recruitment officer that loses Dave Fifita. That's the sort of legacy that stays with you your entire career.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's out of the Broncos or the Rabbitohs. I don't think the Bulldogs have a chance of getting Fifita. Dave Fifita, if someone's offering me $1 million from Sydney, in particular a coach who basically got me my first chance to play first grade footy, i.e. Wayne Bennett, I'm seriously contemplating that.
Okay, Reedy, let's look at the Roosters, because they're a club that's been touted as potentially being in the hunt for David Fifita. But Latrell Mitchell, one of the biggest names in the game. There was that game against the West Tigers at the SCG where people were declaring him the best player in the game off the back of that performance. He's another one that could hit the open market as of November 1st.
Yeah, and again, he's expected to meet with the Roosters next week. Ultimately, I think Latrell will come down to money. If he wants million plus, he's probably not going to get it at the Roosters. He's probably going to have to go elsewhere. So, and he'll probably get that in the open market. I don't think he'll get that at the Roosters. So it's pretty important talk next week. I think we'll have an indication next week of where maybe Latrell's future lies.
I'm just going to rattle off a few names, Reedy, and you let us know where you think they might be next year.
Yep.
Ryan Madison.
Parramatta.
Matt Moylan.
I reckon the Tigers thing might happen. I've just got a feeling.
And what about some great news for the Panthers? It's the signing today of Jack White, and that's a big one.
He was on the...
Don't do that to me.
He was on the...
He took a gulp first, mate.
Yeah, he did,
took a
gulp. There was a slight pause, but he was on the... Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. Thank you for the update. We'll speak to you soon. Are you heading down to the Gong tomorrow night for the test match?
I've got a prior appointment, lads. So
what, doing what?
Sadly.
Doing what, mate?
What's the prior appointment?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'll be going out to dinner.
Well, listen, last time we spoke to you, your wife was overseas on a fact-finding... She's back with the Mike Tyson tattoo.
I'll tell you what, boys. I'll tell you what, I learned a valuable lesson. Can I tell you a bit of a story?
Go for it.
I spent all day before she got back cleaning the house. She's got back and ripped into me. The house wasn't clean.
Oh.
So next time she goes away, I'm cleaning nothing. I'm not doing anything.
We look forward to finding out how your marriage is lasting next time we speak to you, Reedy.
Hey, Reedy.
We'll speak to you soon, Reedy.
See you, boys.